Yom Shlishi B'Shabbes, Parshas Dvarim, Shir 596. Rav Chanoich Doiv Padova Zechayin Levracha, the Gaivit of London, said over the following story that happened with him. He said he was by the Knesia Gedola in Vienna in the year Tofresh Pei Gimel, and he heard the Chavetz Chaim in his Divrei Psicha for the Knesia Gedola. And what he said made a big roshim on everyone that was there. But there were certain people that weren't able to understand what the Chavetz Chaim said. So Meir Shapira Zatzal went over what the Chavetz Chaim said. But Rav Chanoich Doiv said he was able to understand it, and he said it over. He said the Chavetz Chaim gave a mashal. If you go to a capital city like the city of Petterburg, where the chief officers live, so the officers or the president or the general, whoever lives over there, he has guards. And someone who rebels against these guards gets punished because you're in the capital city. It's dangerous. We have to protect the king. We have to protect the officers. But in the small cities, there are also guards there. But there, it's not so serious because the king's not there. The officers are not there. It's a much lower level scale of government. And therefore, a person doesn't get so punished if he doesn't listen to those officers. But when the main officer, when the general goes to visit the small villages, so now the police in the small villages, now they become chashuv because they have to protect this officer. They have to protect this president, whoever's coming. And someone who doesn't listen to those smaller policemen, those smaller officers, they get punished as if they would be in the capital city. Even though usually the police in the small city are not considered chashuv, but now that the president's there, or the general's there, a chashuv officer is there, so even the young police, the young officers, are considered chashuv. And they get punished, a person who doesn't listen to them, just like if it wasn't the capital city. The Chavetz Chaim said, in the earlier generations, we had Tanoim, we had Amiroim, we had Ga'inim. They guided Klal Yisrael. But today we don't have that. We're a weak generation. But we have to protect and we have to set up things for Klal Yisrael to protect the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. Even if we don't have the Kaychas of the previous generations. But today we are the Shomrim on Torah. We are the Shomrim on Klal Yisrael. We are the guards in that small city, so to speak. And that's our responsibility, even if we're weak. But that's our responsibility currently. Because that's the state. That's where the Rabbeinu Shalom is currently. And the Chavetz Chaim is teaching us how we have to view ourselves, our responsibility, to guard the Messiah, to guard Avodah, to guard Torah, even though we're not on the level of the previous generations. But the Chavetz Chaim is teaching us that when the king or the president is in a far-flung city, any person that's there that's able to protect has the responsibility to protect, and he has the same chashivas as the individuals, the chashivah protectors, that protect the king in the capital city.